The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Thanksgiving morning to you all. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Thanksgiving Day 2024 as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, the South Point Studios and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. Everybody's basting that turkey now. It's in the oven and we're getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner a little bit later on. But we got some business to take care of first. We got some horse racing around the country. Five racetracks will be running today on the special Thanksgiving Day racing menu. And, of course, we have the opening of the championship meeting at Gulfstream Park today. And, of course, a big day of racing out of Churchill Downs. So we'll cover that as well. And sort of set it up for the big Thanksgiving, the panacea, the cornucopia of great races that are about to come through the Thanksgiving weekend here from coast to coast, starting in earnest tomorrow and, of course, Saturday and Sunday as well. As we take a look at the weather here in Las Vegas, it's 40 degrees outside right now. We're going to get up to 59. That's the temperature range that we're going to be in all weekend long, but we're not going to have any precipitation anywhere near, and the winds will be died down, so it'll be just still and cold, and those will be the parameters for the rest of the weekend in case you're planning on having that dessert on your Thanksgiving dinner and then jumping in the car or in the plane and getting here to enjoy the next 3 days of the Thanksgiving weekend here in Las Vegas with about 300,000 of our guests as well here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, of course, that, as I say, will be the weather here. As far as the nation is concerned, we've got temperatures in Miami, it's 81 degrees. It's beautiful down there. Jacksonville, Florida is also 81. Then you go to Southern California, 75 degrees in Los Angeles. However, no racing today at Del Mar. As I say, San Francisco is going to be 59. Then you get up to the Midwest and certainly in the Plain States, and it starts to get colder. Chicago is 35 degrees. Today in New York, 55 degrees and raining on the Macy's Parade, but the balloons don't care. They're going to be flying high over the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade today. Washington, D.C., 55 degrees and raining. And as we say, that big storm that went through the Midwest and the Plain States and now is making its way into the Northeast, raising havoc for sure in the northeastern sector with New York and Pennsylvania, New Jersey, et cetera, and a lot of, flight delays throughout the country, not only today, continuing today, but certainly yesterday on the big travel day. So you've got a lot of that precipitation. It's just raining and terrible on the northeastern coast of the U.S. of A. But as far as, everything out west and Midwest, and, of course, in the Plain States, looks pretty good. But cold. That's the conditions as far as the weather outside and racing conditions around the country. No racing today in New York at Aqueduct, nor at Del Mar in Southern California, so we don't have to worry about the track conditions at Aqueduct. But like I say, we have five racetracks on this Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is always a big day in Louisville, Kentucky at Churchill Downs, so they'll be partying there well and hard today. And, of course, Gulfstream Park opens up its big championship meeting today on this Thanksgiving Day as well with an 8-race card. Looking at some of the races and things that happened yesterday at Churchill Downs, trainer Joe Sharp had a couple of more winners. Gaffleone came back riding. Tyler Gaffleone had a couple of winners as well. But the big news of the day as far as Churchill Downs was concerned was the big multi-million dollar colt that was debuted in the 7th race at Churchill, and Bob Baffert trainee Barnes. This is the first horse, of course, that Baffert has been allowed to race in Kentucky at Churchill Downs since Medina Spirit's disqualification in 2021 at the Kentucky Derby. And Barnes got the job done, but not as easily as many people thought. Barnes won the race by a head over Dwayne Lucas's horse, Innovator. Luis Saez was aboard Lucas's horse, and of course, Martin Garcia was aboard Baffert's horse. But Barnes did get there in the photo finish, paid $2.68 for the win, and these two were clear of the rest of the field by almost a little over 10 lengths. So it was just between these two. Baffert quipped after the race in the winner's circle. It looked like a big celebration there in the winner's circle at Churchill Downs after this race, but Baffert said he had flashbacks of Cavenier in 1996, if you remember, as I do. Cavenier won the Kentucky Derby in 96 by the slimmest of noses, beating Dwayne Lucas in that race. Dwayne Lucas's horses went on to win the second and third jewels of the Triple Crown that year, but he won that race by the slimmest of noses, and he thought he was thinking of a flashback if Lucas beat him maybe in this photo finish, but that did not happen. Barnes wins, as I say, not as impressive as people thought, but a win is a win. Barnes gets the job done, and Bob Baffert back in the winner's circle at Churchill Downs. It happened yesterday under the twin spires. The pick five yesterday, the late pick five at Churchill Downs, had payoffs of $25.60, $2.68, that was Barnes. And then you had a $53.48 winner, which was really causing a lot of heartburn to us because Jonathan Ardoon's pick in that race, a nice solid price, got beat by the huge long shot in that race. This is the second time within a week that Jonathan Ardoon gave us a horse that with a good price on the board and got beat by a huge big long shot. This one paid $53.48. Hardoon's horse did finish second in the race, paying almost, I think, around $8 to place. The other pick five winning prices were $6.16 and $18.90. You combine all those prices together, and the late pick five at Churchill Downs yesterday paid $25,775.33 for the 50-cent base bet. That is a Thanksgiving for sure. And so that happened at Churchill Downs. We did have some stakes races yesterday around the country. Parks Racing had four stakes races. The Turkey Trot was won by Warrior Johnny with Jamie Torres aboard for Phil Bauer, paying $3.20. That was Rich Eng's selection on our show yesterday. So Rich Eng gets the winner there with Warrior John and the Turkey Trot. In the Let's Give Thanks stakes, this at Parks Racing, Spike Zone wins for Michelle Sanchez and Jamie Ness. That one paid $2.80 as the big winner there. In the Pennsylvania Nursery Stakes for two-year-olds, the winner there was Crab Daddy. Ruben Silveira for Linda Albert, paying $27 even there. And in the Cornucopia Stakes, winner there was Beach Days with Adam Bauman for Feral Man, paying $22.60. And in the other stakes races of the day at Penn National, a couple of stakes races there, the winner of the Susquehanna Valley Stakes, that was Stassi. Stassi paid $10.80, David Corr riding for Bernard Holton, I should say. And then the Shamrock Rose for two-year-old fillies, Icona Mama, was the winner there for Ricardo Chappé, paying $2.40 as the favorite for trainer Flint Stites. That was yesterday. And, of course, like I say, today we have five racetracks on board. We'll have stakes races, two stakes races at Churchill, one at Fairgrounds and one on opening day at Gulfstream. And then tomorrow we'll have eight stakes races. That includes stakes races at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Del Mar, a couple of more at Churchill Downs, three more at Laurel. Laurel Park is back racing. They are racing today. Remember, they had that they canceled the last weekend because of concerns about the track condition. Well, it's all set and ready to go today at Laurel Park. They'll be running today. They're back in business. Saturday, 16 big stakes races across the country: Aqueduct, Fairgrounds, Pleasanton, Gulfstream, Laurel, Woodbine. Three big turf festival races at Del Mar on Saturday, and four big stakes races at Churchill Downs. That includes the Kentucky Jockey Club and the Golden Rod. The Golden Rod, of course, and the Kentucky Jockey Club are for two-year-olds, but these are two-year-olds that are racing at Churchill Downs, and it starts getting people to think about the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby of next year. As a matter of fact, Churchill Downs has a Kentucky Derby future book, a pari-mutuel future book going on right now, and the early betting is on the field. The field horses, all others, is a huge favorite in that Kentucky Derby future book. Of course, you'll have great racing there on Saturday. So we got a lot to cover, that's for sure. And I want to also remind everybody that, as I say, Laurel is back, and so is Gulfstream Park Championship meeting there. As far as the headlines across the country from the Daily Racing Form, Santa Anita and Los Alamitos are going to cut purses ahead of their meets coming up. The field, as I say, is a heavy favorite for the Kentucky Derby future book in that endeavor. Jockey Ricardo Santana, 32-year-old jockey who has cracked the top 10 in the nation annually three times in the past 5 years, is going to face what they call a thorough review of his suitability to ride by the Kentucky regulators after he's released from a seven-day sentence in jail, because he was brought to jail because of two different drunk driving arrests, according to the Kentucky Horse Racing and Gaming Corporation. So we'll see what happens with Ricardo Santana there, off of a couple of DUIs and a few days in the clinker. We hope everything works out well for him. All right, enough said about all of that. We want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, however you want to celebrate it, with family, with friends, at the racetrack, etc. On our show today, we'll have Jonathan Hardoon with us, Rich Eng, of course, three big NFL games, and Richie's got a selection in all three today. He gave us all three of his predictions in the three NFL games today, so Richie will be with us. And, of course, John Lindo. John Lindo has a Lindo report for Churchill Downs that's here at the South Point. If you venture on over to play some of the races early today before sitting down for your Thanksgiving dinner, the Lindo report here. And of course, John will be with us, and we'll be in search of Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry might join us as well with maybe a thought or two about the betting propositions. In any case, on this Turkey Day 2024, we'll take our first break and we'll come right back. We hope you're chatting with us on the race day link at YouTube and the South Point Studio streaming. And if you haven't, just stop on by, subscribe. If you haven't already, subscription is free, and then you can start chatting away on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
We'll be right back. right, back on the Thanksgiving Day Race Day Las Vegas radio program. As one of our chatters said so succinctly, today is the day of pigskin, ponies, and turkey. And that's what it's all about. Now we'll get started with our holiday racing menu. It is short, but it is, there's a couple of racetracks on our menu. In fact, all of them that deserve attention. So here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today. And in most of the places that we have the racing right now, the weather should be good. It might be cold, but it should be good, except for maybe Laurel. Laurel might have a little bit of an off track. We'll wait and see there. The racing menu each and every day reflects the first post times of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. And that will be the first start times in our race book here at the South Point today. If you are listening on the many different other platforms that we have, and we want to welcome all of you too, not only here on the YouTube streaming, the South Point streaming network at YouTube, but also all of our listeners on the radio, and certainly all of those that participate with us on our websites, streaming there at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. iPhone, Android, got it covered with the apps, the phone apps for KSHP and YouTube, where you can see and listen to us on your device, whether you have an iPhone, Android, or Google as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. So, simply put, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. First post times are Pacific. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. All right, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today. We begin with Gulfstream Park that opens its championship meeting today. Eight races. The eighth and final race will be the feature race of the day, the $100,000 Wait a Wild Stakes for two-year-old fillies at 7.5 furlongs on the turf. A field of 13 are entered in that race. The 9-5 favorite there is Savetta with Ired Ortiz Jr. aboard. First post time at Gulfstream Park today is set at 8:15. 8:15 today at Gulfstream Park for their championship meeting. Remember, they had a mandatory payoff in the carryover in the Pick 6 jackpot when last they raced the other meet, because that ended. The championship meet starts today, so the jackpot will start anew today as well. All right, Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky has 12 races, a dozen races today. They'll serve more turkey dinners at Churchill Downs today than practically anywhere else in the country. 8:30 is the first post time there. A couple of nice stakes races. The Falls City will be the ninth race on the card at a mile and one eighth for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up. A field of eight before any scratches in that race. The 9-5 favorite is Tarifa with Flavian Pratt, who's racking up tons of frequent flyer miles. Pratt is, because he's been all over the country in the last week. He's there at Churchill today riding the 9-5 favorite Tarifa. A close second choice at 2-1 is Musical Mischief, and that's a field of eight. A couple of races later, the 11th race is the $300,000 Cardinal at a mile and an eighth on the turf for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up. A field of 11 before scratches there. And the 5-2 favorite is implicated with Tyler Gaffleone aboard. First post time for the dozen races today at Churchill Downs is set at 8:30. They have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, a good one too, $186,799 in the Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Churchill. Again, first post time early at 8:30. Laurel Park will gonna get underway. Their first post time is 5 minutes earlier than Churchill. Nine races set at 8:25. So you got Laurel Park at 8:25 and Churchill at 8:30. Next comes the Fairgrounds, New Orleans. 10 races at the Fairgrounds. The feature race today, appropriately named, the Thanksgiving Classic at 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. Ninth race on the card. 11 go to the post in this one. And the morning line favorite, lukewarm at 7-2, is Giant Mischief. First post time for the 10 races at the Fairgrounds today. They have a regular Pick 5 carryover at the Fairgrounds. Regular Pick 5 carryover, $32,902. That's just a regular Pick 5 carryover. They also have a regular Pick 6 carryover today. That's $4,716. $4,716. And again, first post time at the Fairgrounds for their 10 races set at 10 a.m. And then we wrap it up with Woodbine, north of the border in Canada. Racing, the weather might be a little bit tricky there, but the first post time at Woodbine with a super high 5 jackpot carryover standing at $45,418. And a big Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $84,404 First post time at Woodbine today for eight races is set at 1:50. 1:50 there. All right, now let's get out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Happy Thanksgiving, Jonathan. Well, we've got a good Turkey Day card. I think Churchill Downs got an excellent card of horse racing today. Wow.
A Gulfstream, not too bad either for opening day. Only eight races, but a pretty good card.
Jonathan, you know, we've got Irad Ortiz Jr. now that's back in Florida. He's looking to get another championship out of the championship meeting riding title there at Gulfstream. But there'll be other of the top jockeys that'll make their way there soon. Of course, Paco Lopez is riding down there, has been riding down there. And Drayden Van Dyke is getting a new life down there in Gulfstream, isn't he?
Well, he was smart. Last year he moved his book. I mean, he was basically done in California, let's be honest, Ralph. He just wasn't getting the opportunities. There was a time when he was terrific. I remember him winning six races one day at Del Mar. But business went bad for him there, and he got another shot with Safi Joseph in Florida, and he's taken full advantage of it.
Now, Jonathan, let me ask you about this. We were all centered on the seventh race yesterday at Churchill Downs, although the race that you gave us a pick, I wish that would have been our centerpiece with a nice win there, but nevertheless. The seventh race at Churchill Downs, of course, Barnes, the big, huge, what, $3.2 million yield, purchase or whatever for Bob Baffert's return to Churchill. He got the job done, but it wasn't easy.
Well, there was so much hype about the horse. You know, without him winning by 5 or 10 lengths, people probably would have been disappointed. But if you look between under the covers and between the lines, the horse actually ran very, very well. He had trouble. He didn't give up. He kept coming, and he got up to win by a nose, and it was a big deal. Listen, they pay a lot of money for the horse. Baffert showed up in Churchill. They rolled out the red carpet for him. You told me off the air, and you're right. It was a kumbaya moment. Everybody was happy and back in love with each other. So
they had all the big wigs of Churchill Downs come out of their ivory towers there and actually in the winner's circle to congratulate him and shake his hand like nothing ever happened between them.
Exactly.
I think both Churchill Downs and Bob Baffert are happy it is done. They're back in good graces now, and everything is great again. But I will say this, don't overlook Lucas's horse, Innovator, because Innovator, you know, he just got beat by a nose by Barnes, but they were over 10 lengths in front of the third horse, so both of those horses ran big races.
Well, he did have experience on his side. Yeah. He had a few races coming in, so that certainly matters, you know, compared to a horse that's making his first career start. And not only that, you know, he never changed leads until the end of Barnes, and he ran very, very well, Ralph. And listen, you were saying it's good for Baffert, it's good for Churchill, but guess what? It's good for the racing fans and for the game in general to have Baffert involved in Kentucky Derby races and Triple Crown races. Having him out of Churchill Downs the last couple of years certainly took something away from it.
Yeah, there's no question about that, and we'll wait and see what his next stop is. I imagine that Baffert has more than just that horse at Churchill Downs right now. And Barnes, by the way, is in the Kentucky Derby future book pool for Kentucky at Churchill Downs, and he was 25-1 before that race. I don't know what he is now, but even at 25-1, just winning a maiden race, it's kind of tricky. But nevertheless, there'll be Bob Baffert, fans. Baffert also has in the field of the Kentucky Derby future book pool, and not only Barnes, but he's got Citizen Bull, which won, of course, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's got Gaming. He's got Getaway Car. So he's got four right there. And he also has Romanesque, who recently won. And so he's well represented in the first serious Kentucky Derby Parimutuel pool at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, but anyone that's thinking of playing that pool, you must demand some sort of a price. I mean, obviously, if you're going to take the field, you're not going to get any price at all. But you can't take 25-1 on a horse that just won his maiden race yesterday with 6 months to go or 7 months to go. That's just a crazy price. If you're betting that pool, you got to demand value.
I would say the cutoff point for any horse that you think has a chance in the Kentucky Derby has to be 100-1.
I agree, Ralph. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
All right. So now we move on. We'll wait and see where he goes next. But today at Churchill Downs, we got a couple of nice stakes races. The Falls City is the ninth race on the card there. It's at a mile and 1/8 for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a field of eight in that race. There'll be favoritism between Tarifa, morning lined at 9-5, and Musical Mischief at 2-1. But does that look like a lock 'em up exacta box?
It looks pretty good. I actually gave the edge to Musical Mischief, four-year-old filly from the Mike McCarthy barn, Edgar Morales aboard to ride. I think she's going to be a lot longer priced than Tarifa. Tarifa has Pratt and Cox. You know they're going to take all the money. You may get 5-2, 3-1 on Musical Mischief, and if you do, I think that's the right play.
All right, so you got Musical Mischief as you think the winner of the Fall City. A couple of races later, we've got the Cardinal. At a mile and 1/8, scheduled for the turf, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a field of 11 before any scratches. And in that race, this one is pretty wide open. The morning line favorite is at 3-1 in this run, Duvette Day with Flavian Proud aboard again.
Actually, Implicated
is the 5-2. Implicated is the favorite at 5-2. But Duvette Day is a close second choice at 3-1. So I'll ask you again, is that a lock 'em up exacta?
No, but I think Implicated is going to win. I think I think she's a single. I think she's better than these. Duvet Day, 3-1. She's no better than other horses in the race, but she's slightly better than some of the others, but she's not as good as Implicated, in my opinion.
All right, so you think Implicated is going to win that race. If we had to use Implicated as an anchor for an exacta key, do we have any horses with a little bit of odds underneath to make maybe a nice exacta play?
Well, the Brendan Walsh horse, the four Queen Regent with Frankie Dettori, she's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. The nine horse, Adrastia, a ridiculous 20-1 on the morning line. I would throw that horse in the mix as well.
And what about Dreaming of Mo that breaks right next to her?
Dreaming of Mo?
10-1 on the morning line for Dreaming
of Mo. Yeah, I didn't turn the page.
Turn the page.
She has a shot for sure also.
All right. So I think what I'm going to do is do a little exacta key, the 6/4, 9/10, and see how it falls out there at Churchill. And, of course, as John Lindo said, I believe one day, if it's not tomorrow, it might be Sunday or whatever. They're going to have the Stars of the Future another day with a whole bunch of two-year-olds in it. And, of course, the big two-year-olds happen in the Jockey Club Gold Cup.
On Saturday.
I should say the Kentucky Jockey. Well,
Kentucky, right. And that's Saturday, Ralph.
And the Golden Rod, yeah, that'll be tomorrow. And that's
Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Isn't that Saturday?
Oh, I'm going to start screwing up the weekend for sure now because it's a four-day weekend. But, yeah, you're right, it is. It is Saturday. By the time
tomorrow you have the Clark at Churchill. That's their big race. But Saturday's the two-year-olds.
Yeah,
correct.
We'll talk about the Clark tomorrow. But by the end of the weekend, I'll have all these days screwed up. Every time we get to a four-day weekend, it seems like it never ends. But in any case, it's just starting. And so we're going to have some fun at Churchill today. All right. Well, you've got a full sheet of handicapping both at Churchill Downs and Gulfstream Park's races as far as the big championship meeting. And the feature race is the Wait a While, but I think at Gulfstream in the Wait a While might be your play of the day.
It is. We have a radio pick in there, Ralph, and I love the number 7 horse, Bella Vivino, a 2-year-old filly from the Safi Joseph barn. Drayton Van Dyke's aboard to ride. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. She's never gone backwards. Each race in her career is better than the previous one. I think she's going to get a good trip in here. I like number 7, Bella Lavino, to win today's 8th race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right. Bella Lavino. Bella Vanino, that's how you pronounce it.
How about the 7 and the 8th race?
There you go, the 7 and the 8th race with Drayton Van Dyke aboard. This for 2-year-old fillies on the turf in the 8th race at Gulfstream on this opening day of the championship meeting. Number 7, Bella Vanino with Drayton Van Dyke, the 7 in there. Then we'll go. We'll backtrack to Churchill Downs now that we got a thought or two about the stakes races. Where comes the pick for the day?
Second race today, Ralph. I really like a price horse in here. I like the number 7 horse, Tembo. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Sherry DeVoe barn. Louis Saez aboard to ride. She's listed at a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. She's had excuses in her last couple of races. She has a race back at Churchill to go to, and if she runs that race, and I think she is, she's going to win this race. Number 7, Tambo, 15-1 on the morning line, upsets and wins today's second race out at Churchill Downs.
Now, do you believe that it's going to be anywhere near 15-1, or is it?
Well, it's the longest shot in the race. The one is scratched, so that leaves a field of 6. But I think we'll get every bit of 7, 8-1, and I think that's a fair price.
That is a fair price. And number 1, Kachow, who would have been the longest shot at 20-1 on the morning line, has been scratched. So Tambo at 15-1 becomes the longest shot in the field now of 6. And in the second race, you like number 7, Tambo, to put a little bit of icing on the dessert today here at the Churchill Downs second race, the 7. Luis Saez aboard, and that's your pick at Churchill Downs. You have a full sheet for Churchill Downs and Gulfstream today at your website. And Jonathan, all I can say is we want, on behalf of all of us here at Race Day, want to wish you and the better half and the entire family there a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy and celebrate the fact that we're all healthy today.
Correct. Amen. Thank you, Ralph. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay safe. Be well. Enjoy the turkey.
All right. You got it, my man. And we will. We're going to get done with the turkey, and then we're off to the races for the next 3 days now. It's 3 days more after today. We'll be right back with Rich Eng talking about pigskin, ponies, and turkey. Don't go away.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Race Day on this turkey day. Now time to go out to Rich Eng standing by, because we do have the ponies and the pigskin and the turkey today, and Richie's going to talk at least about two of those. Richie, happy Thanksgiving. Good morning.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Ralphie. Good morning to you. Good morning to the viewers. Good morning to the listeners. And this should be a fun day all around. Turkey, pigskin, ponies.
Before I get started, one of our chatters on the chat box, since you are the guy that heads up the Daily Racing Forum in Las Vegas, wants to know is if, in fact, today is Thanksgiving Day, if they will be delivering the racing forms for tomorrow at Del Mar in the books today.
Well, I was in touch with my folks last night. It looked like the forms got in right around midnight from Los Angeles, and that's a good time. That's very reasonable for the Review Journal couriers to deliver. So knock on wood, I have not heard bad news, which means that it should be good news. The forms should be in the race books for Friday.
For tomorrow.
Yes.
Right, good enough. Before we get started with your selection for the races today, we got three big games that are going to fill up the day with between the turkey and the stuffing and the desserts and all of that good stuff on TV with three good NFL games. We'll start early in the day with Detroit and Chicago, followed by the Giants and the Cowboys, and then in the evening, Miami will take on Green Bay. How do you see these games?
Yeah, I'm going to take a swing at all three, Ralph, because people are going to be watching the games all day long and eating turkey back and forth and desserts and stuff like that. So sure. I think people either want my opinion to bet with me, or if they're going to fade me, well, that's also an option. But let's take a look at the first game at 9:30. It's the Bears against the Lions. I already have the ticket in my pocket. I got the Bears plus 10. They've been playing very well, especially since they fired the offensive coordinator a few weeks ago. Caleb Williams looks like a much different quarterback. I think what they did, Ralph, is they simplified the offense for him. They basically told him, you take one look at your primary receiver. If he's not open, you either check it down or start or just take scramble off, which yeah. is what he did best. That's what he did best at USC, is run with the football, either to make a play or uh-huh. to actually run. He's been very effective the last couple of weeks. And also another thing with the Lions is David Montgomery, I believe, is out, which really kind of hurts their running attack a little bit. I like the plus 10 with the Bears.
Yeah, plus 10. The Bears good with, that's a big number to cover, that's for sure. All right, next game, Giants and Cowboys. Usually this is a game that everybody's on the edge of their seat, but with the records of these two teams, it's the team that survives, I think, in this game.
This is kind of like the ugly bowl between the Giants and the Cowboys. Both teams kind of had high hopes. The Cowboys, in particular, had playoff hopes. With both are out of the playoff picture. Both QB1s are gone, Daniel Jones, and it's now with the Minnesota Vikings, and Dak Prescott is out for the season with injury. Mm-hmm. But I had originally liked the Cowboys because it seemed like Tommy DeVito was going to play, Tommy Cutlets, mm-hmm. but he has been declared out. So Drew Locke is going to play, and this is an example where the backup quarterback is much better than the kid they were going to use. Drew Locke is, in my humble opinion, serviceable, which is enough, in my mind, to make the Giants competitive. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the Giants plus 3.5 in this football game, another underdog.
Okay, you got it. And then the final game of the day will be the Green Bay Packers at home hosting the Miami Dolphins, two teams with high-octane offenses. How do you see this?
Yeah, this is a game between two potential playoff teams. Miami in particular really needs the football game. I know a lot's been made up of the fact that the Dolphins play very poorly in cold weather games. It's supposed to be pretty chilly in Green Bay tonight and kind of windy too. Tua in particular has had trouble in cold weather games. You remember the playoff game last year against Kansas City. It was like 10 degrees with a 20-25 mile an hour wind. He was just terrible. Because he couldn't grip the ball and he couldn't throw the ball. I think he could have some issues similar to that tonight. I'm going to take the Packers and lay the 3.5.
All right, so you're going to take the two dogs early, Chicago plus 10, Giants plus 3.5, and you're going to fade the home team in the evening, the Green Bay Packers minus 3.5 in the three games today on television for this big Thanksgiving Day. All right, now we get back to the ponies. Where are we going with the pick?
Well, I tell you what, I got good news. We got a Scirocco player, Ralph, in that race, too, at Churchill.
Ah, okay.
Jonathan gave out the real meaty horse, the 7-15-1 Tambo, but the horse that I sent in last night to you folks was the number 3, Tanya Showers, Rafael Bejarano, riding for Chris Hartman. This horse ran really well last time out. Kind of had a little issue, but it didn't cost the horse to win. But this horse is an improving sort. You get a perfect trip, stalking and finishing. So let's go with the 3, Tanya Showers, and I'm going to bet a 3-7, just like the Scirocco play indicates.
Yeah, that's right. The Scirocco play will be the exact box of 3-7. You like the 3, Tanya Showers. Jonathan likes the 7, Tambo. Let's get them home under the wire first and second and get that exact box in the Scirocco play so we can have enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner with a little bucks in our pocket. That's for sure. Second race, you like the 3 at Churchill Downs. The exact play, the Scirocco play, is the 3773 box. Hey, thanks a lot, Richie. And now the final thing that we got to talk about is turkey, and you're getting ready to get yours. So enjoy that with the family. Have a happy Thanksgiving with you and Sandy and the family.
I will do. Thank you very much, Ralph. Same to you and same to all the viewers and listeners out there. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You got it, my man. We will talk to you tomorrow. All right. We will be back with wrapping up this Thanksgiving show with at least John Lendo for sure, because I can see him. He's ready to go. And we'll be in search of Jerry Jackwood, see if he shows up today or not. And we'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thanksgiving Day. And again, we want to wish everybody out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself and enjoy some of the everything that we have to offer, the turkey, the racing, and football. Real quick, want to remind everybody, we'll be here as usual, as we do every week, same times, 7 a.m. start time tomorrow, Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday as well, as we roll through the big Thanksgiving weekend of a bevy of great stakes races, each and every one of the four holiday cards. And now we're going to go out to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California. Happy Thanksgiving, John.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ralph. Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners.
Well, all I can say is Barnes did what he had to do.
Yeah, wasn't easy, but he got it done. A little bit of a rough race there, but you know, he showed some determination and a little bit green too. And Martina Garcia went to the stick. He kind of ducked in and out a little bit. And how about the photo between Bob Baffert and Dwayne Lucas? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was. It was cool. As Baffert quipped, a flashback of 1996 Kentucky Derby with Cavanier. But he won that photo, and he won the photo yesterday. So all is good and all is well now. Churchill Downs with Baffert and the folks under the Twin Spires. As you normally do with your Linda Report, when you begin a week covering a racetrack with your Linda Report, not only do you have selections in every race, but a suggested late pick four. The good information at the bottom includes the update on the jockey and trainer standings as well. You have a Linda Report today here at the South Point for Churchill Downs. Only place you can get it in this gaming capital is right here at Churchill Downs. It is free of charge, complimentary to the folks. Let's take a look at the jock trainer standings.
Well, Luis Saez is going to be the leading rider at Churchill. He's got 35 winners going into today. Tyler Gaffalione won two races yesterday coming back. He's got 17. And Luan Machado rounds out the top three. He's got 14 wins. Mm-hmm. As far as the trainers go, Steve Asmussen's got 15 winners. He's the leading trainer. Brad Cox has 11, and Joe Sharp won two yesterday, so he's got 10. So that's still a little bit in doubt, but with so many races left over this four-day rest of the week.
All right, and what about the favorites?
Favorites are winning right at 36%, been pretty steady all meet long.
All right, John, well, you do have a Linda Report today at Churchill. I'll ask a quick thought or two about the two stakes races, the Falls City, the ninth race on the card. In this race, you got two horses that will probably demand most of the money.
Yeah, Tarifa's the three-year-old facing older horses. She's the number 9-5 favorite, the number two in the program. I think number four, Musical Mischief, she's going to like the mile and an eighth. She's a filly that wants to run all day. She's kind of one-paced. Mm-hmm. And from post four, she can get an outside stocking trip in here. She's the second favorite at 2-1. John Hardoon said, I think the favorites are going to dominate, but I'll give a slight edge to the older filly, number two, Musical Mischief.
I want to remind everybody that's the ninth of 12 races, and John Lindo's suggested late pick four starts in that ninth race. You like the four, a Musical Mischief. Okay, then we go to the Cardinal, which is the 11th race on the card, scheduled for a mile and one eighth on the turf for the older fillies and mares. a field of 11 in this race before any scratches, and the 5-2 favorite there is Implicated.
Yeah, Implicated's the one to beat, but this is a pretty wide-open race as far as I'm concerned. And number 10, Jerming Amo, won an off-the-turf race last time. She looked good doing it, and the race before on the turf, she was just as good. I just think she's a better filly right now than she has been. She's 10-1 of the program, so there's value there. So I'm going to take a shot with Jerming Amo. Stir Crazy, a very honest filly. If she doesn't win, she'll probably be in the trifecta someplace. Mm-hmm. And then they have to beat Implicated, who's 5-2 in the program. I think she's going to go a little bit lower at post time.
And we do have two scratches in that race. Big long shots. The 5 Heart Spin at 20-1. The 8 Harvey's Princess at 30-1 are both out of the race now. They are scratched. All right, John, let's get a pick, an official pick for the show.
Let's go to race number 6 today at Churchill. In the 6th race, number 7, American Retro. I thought she found what she wanted to do last time when she stretched out on the turf at Gulfstream Park and got a win. That was way back in February. She's trained well for the return. She gets back to routing on the grass again. She's got good tactical speed, and with speed drawn right to her inside, she's going to get a nice trip in here. So 6-1 on the program. I think a filly that we haven't seen the best of yet that's getting better, number 7, American Retro, race number 6, Churchill Downs.
All right, 6th race, the 7, American Retro, 6-1 with Luis Saez aboard, the 7 in the 6th race. I don't know, really don't know whether they're going to take it off the turf or not. Right now it's staying on the turf, but if it comes off the turf, same play?
No, this is a filly that I would use for turf only.
Yeah, and I do believe it'll stay on the turf, though. So in the 6th race, the 7 is your play off the Lindell Report. Again, Lindell Report, all 12 races, a suggested late pick 4, and all that goody information, all of it on one comprehensive sheet. It's here at the South Point, only here at the South Point in the entire gaming capital. And it's free of charge right here at the South Point Racebook because they love horse players and the Lindell Report as well. John, I want to wish you and your better half and the entire family a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. Because with Del Mar not running today, you're back in business tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, I'll have turkey sandwiches in tow, and we'll be ready to go.
All right, you got it, my man. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you and yours, Ralph. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, we have found Jerry Jackowitz out there and about. We got Jerry Jackowitz with us. Happy Thanksgiving, Jerry, and to you and Bobby and the entire family.
Thanks, buddy. Same to you and yours and everybody out there in Ralphie world. Happy Thanksgiving.
Now, Jerry, I know that we don't have Aqueduct or Del Mar today, but you have a thought or two about betting propositions?
Yeah, you know, we mentioned it on the show briefly the other day, and I wanted to, you know, follow up on this idea of a proposition bet as opposed to what I would call a key horse bet, which should be the primary play that we all look for. But sometimes there's, you know, there's a spacing between a good key to the next key could be a while, and you go through a lot of races and you look at them, and there's other things to identify that make for decent plays, and this is certainly one of them. And it's really where half the field is terrible, just not in your mind is not a horse that can make it into the top three. Now, let's say there's 6 or 7 horses in the race, and there's 3 or 4 horses, 3 horses, say, that you think have really no chance of running 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. That leaves you 4 horses that have some chance of making the trifecta. And boxing those 4 horses, so it's 4 horses for 3 positions, becomes actually a very viable way to make money and a smart play. And you wouldn't want to box, you know, you would start with by boxing them in a fashion that, you know, like a regular box, mm-hmm. $1 trifecta box, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. But then you'd want to take the horses that you, if there's any horse in there that you like, and bet it a little more in the 1st and 2nd position, or if it's a big price, 1st, 2nd, or 3rd position. And you'd want to put a little more money on the favorite in the 1st position in particular, because if the favorite comes in 2nd, you get such a nice overlay, it works. But you'd want to bet the favorite again. So you can't exactly just do the box and leave it. You have to massage some of the different aspects of it. and you'll find fantastic plays. You'll make 9-5, 3-1 sometimes, 4-1 occasionally, but you'll get a lot of, you know, 8-5s and 9-5s on a position where you take four horses and bet it against the other three horses, but the other three horses have to be bad. That's the trick to the play.
In other words, horses you don't think can even hit the board. So in other words, you'll take the proposition of those four horses. You'll do the basic box, so you got it covered, and then you'll try to maximize with the favorite in the race and try to bang it with the others again, first and second, right?
That is correct, and I think eloquently said.
Okay. Well, before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody that Aqueduct is back in business tomorrow, as well as Del Mar, and Jerry J. will have full power pages for the entire weekend for both of those racetracks at his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. And Jerry, before we go, I just want to wish everybody out there, including all of our handicappers and their families, and Ann, who came in early today to make sure that we got our show up and on the air here in the studio, the entire crew, etc., a very happy Thanksgiving. It's time to sit there and kind of put whatever prejudices we have aside and sit down and enjoy what this day is all about. This is a day to thank, you know, our to be here in America and be Americans, etc. Don't forget our great military out there defending us today as well. And, you know, it's time to just sit down and enjoy some good meal, a good conversation, and, of course, good family and friends. And so that's what it's all about today. And you can mix in, as we do, and we will hear, a little bit of the horse racing there that's going on today, a little bit of the, certainly, football, and, of course, some of those great desserts as well. So I want to thank you so much, all of our handicappers, for being here today on this early Thanksgiving day. And remember, we will be back tomorrow at our start time at 7 a.m. Don't forget, Sports by the Book is going to follow us early, not only tomorrow, Friday, but Saturday as well, because they got a bevy of races of I should say we got a bevy of races.
Games.
They got a bevy of games to go over, and they'll keep us abreast of what's going on there. So on behalf of everybody here, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Excuse me. Have a great race day, everybody.